time this comes out, it'll be 27 more days until the KC Metro Mile Championships. What's going on? Y'all know what time it is. The EG3 podcast. I gotta slow myself down for a second. Oh, man. Eddie Gritter III, EG3 podcast. Back again this week. I almost ended up saying the old title of this podcast there. Welcome back into another edition of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Gritter III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, recording this Thursday episode on Wednesday, May 24th. May 14th, 2025. Thank you for tuning into this episode when this comes out. 27 more days. Too many numbers in this intro. But it'll be 27 more days when this episode rolls out to the red carpet tomorrow night onto the KC Metro Mile in at Rockers High School, close to downtown KC Metro area, pretty much where the finish line is for when, if y'all did Rock the Parkway half marathon this year, that's where it's going to be at right there. Oh yeah. What this podcast all about? Sports, running, and my report comes across the desk in KC, Missouri. I'm going to record this and I'm going to head out, do a little short little run here on this hot Wednesday evening, early evening here. And like I said on the Tuesday podcast, stay hydrated. It's pretty much summertime around these parts here in the KC Metro area. Definitely do the best you can. Stay hydrated. Do the best you can. And yeah, there's that. So yeah, this is the running edition of the podcast, folks. And we're going to stay on the topic of track here on this podcast tonight. And of course, if you've been wondering, I was teasing something on Tuesday's episode. I'm going to push that back. More than likely to have something to talk about next week. Yeah, so first cliffhanger on that. So I'm gonna push that back till next Thursday because we have a little surprise there waiting for our friends out there out west, 2 hours away west out there in mid Kansas. So I just gave y'all clues this week for that, dropping hints and pieces here and there. So we might have something for our friends out there in the middle of the state of Kansas out there. So we're going to save that for next Thursday's podcast there as well. But like I've been pretty much hyping up for the last couple of weeks, Kansas City Metro Mile, or KC Metro Mile, however you want to put that there as well. June 12th, as we're saying, it's getting down almost to business, folks. And yours truly, hammering out some hard workouts here over the past, 6 days now? If you count the Saturday track workout that I asked for. So hammering these out in the heat, whether it's midday or in the evening where it's still hot, as it's going to be, right? So, but yes, the night of the 12th of June, right? I got to get used to this new layout here. Both of my cell phone and my laptop who just practically updated new software on here, so I'm still trying to get used to this whole layout. So pardon me if I pause throughout this thing. But yeah, so we have, so again, I'm giving this pieces of information. Not gonna give y'all the whole dinner plate. Not gonna do that. Give me all the layout of the land. So if those of you interested in coming out, those that are that aren't able to participate or anything else like that, this is time. This is my time. So you got to get in by qualifying time. If you ran a road mile, or you ran in this event last year, whatever level that is, whether that's middle school, kids, masters, open, or did a child trial mile, you got to get in through time there as well. And they have limited spots. So those are being snatched up fast as I'm talking right now. I know for my race, it is down to, from what it was last week, only minus two. So it started out as 40 spots. It's now down to 26 at the recording of this podcast. So again, we're going to keep an eye on this thing. So 15 total events. This is, like I said, this atmosphere, maybe outside your high school, middle school track and field, this is probably better. Than your original high school track meets, man. This is just a night, one of my favorite, if not the favorite night in all of the year. I would not have found about this if my brother did not participate in this a couple years ago. He told me about it. And this was, I think, 2022 was the first year of this event. Now, saying all that, I did not participate in the first year of this event. Alex told me about it. And then ever since then, this will be my third KC Metro Mile, assuming, again, knock on wood, that I get in. I should be able to get in, get into it there as well. But yeah, man, so I'm looking forward to the opportunity, and this might be the best opportunity yet to try to crash the party and really, really upset the field in my race anyways, which is the Masters 35 plus. Yeah, I said 35 plus. Again, we're going to get, again, we'll focus on, we'll preview my race specifically when race day hits in a couple weeks here in KC, here in the KC Metro area. But yeah, 15 events. And we're just going to go through the first hour here tonight. And we'll all start off with a kid's mile. 9 and under. 9 years old. Simple math, folks. 9 years old. And then quarter after that, you have the kill. Still a kid's mile again. 10 and up. So you got that going on. And then you get to some of the spicier races. 6:30 is the middle school girls elite mile. Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. I said elite. It's an elite mile. And then to cap off the 6 o'clock hour, you have the middle school boys elite mile there. And it looks like both of these have 24 entries based on qualifying time. So 24. And I probably would say, like last year, they divided this up to two heats. Like last year, right? I know the men's masters that was divided into two different heats, right? They had the, what was the silver heat, which was the B heat. And then you had, where I was in last year, was the A heat, the main heat, which again was the fastest heat there as well. So that's the 6 o'clock hour there. And I'm going to stop right there because we're not going to give y'all the whole dinner plate, right? We're going to keep on advertising this thing, get y'all excited for this thing, right? If y'all not already, right? So there is that. And there's some news coming out of here recently. So I am going to pop on here, the switch over to the old Instagram page, KC Metro Mile Championships. Let me see. Yeah. So go ahead, give them a follow. Instagram, right? KC Metro Mile. That's what you need to know right there. So KC Metro Mile, and I'm actually going to go through. Let me see what I'm going to go here. Ladies first. Yeah. So this was what at the beginning of the month, and again, we're just going to give you all the appetizer. We ain't going to give you the whole thing, right? This is the EG3 podcast running edition. Eddie Gritter III here recording this Thursday podcast, Wednesday, May 14th, 2025. Earlier, I screwed up the date thinking it's 10 days, fast forwarding real quick to May 24th. We're not there yet. May 14th, 2025. Yeah. So it looks like for the high school girls, the top three, and again, this is a few weeks ago, going off what they posted, right? The top three times the high school girls, right? And this could be elite or this could be original, but one late girl right now, at least as we record this podcast. Again, you can check more. If you want more information, go check it out on the Instagram page, Kelsey Kuza from Leavenworth High School, put down a 4:56. And this is going in to the big night of June 12th, right? Madeline Wallace, second from Inover High at a 5:03. Then Ellie Nickel from Christ Prep Academy, 5:25. That's a big gap right there from second to third. Again, that could be filled out right now. So again, this is where I'm getting off. From the KC Metro Instagram page, which again I follow that pretty frequently. Now that we're finally count, we're less than a month away, getting down to business here a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But now over, switching moving over to the boys, boys, right? And high school boys, again, this was actually from April 30th post. This could have been changed. It's been a while. So we got what? 8 guys on here, on this post here. And yeah, this is April 30th, folks. High school boys in the field for the high school boys. It doesn't say elite. Maybe. But some of these could be elite, but anyways, these could be divided into the elite. Again, keep this in mind. The last races of the night. Or I believe the elite high school in boys and girls. I gotta confirm that. Now that I think about it, I gotta go confirm that. Yes, sir. Yep. I am dead on, spot on. So yeah, so kind of fast forward a little bit. Your last races of the night are usually the best of the night. 8:45, if you hear, went outside on the NT3 confines. I opened the windows a little bit. It's getting hot in here. I'm not cutting the air conditioning right now. So you have that. So 8:45, excuse me, right? And this is 20 entries. So only 20 of the fastest elite will be participating in this. No more past that, right? So you have the high school girls elite mile, 8:45-ish. 20, right? And then the last event of the night. And remember, and I said this on this podcast a couple weeks ago, I skipped out. I ended up missing. Did not stay for the last races. So that's shame on me. So if you all end up staying, now again, this is a work, for some people, it's a work night. I understand that. But you guys don't want to walk out and miss probably the most dramatic heats of the night, because the last two nights, now again, I missed out. Well, let me take that back. I did not see stick around for the guys' heat. That was the last heat of the night. I left after the girls' elite, which went right down to the wire. I tell you, these races are fire, man. So high school boys elite, 9:00. That's the last event, scheduled event of the evening for the Kansas City Metro Mile going down June 12th. Hey, man, 27 days. I'm speaking in existence when this podcast rolls out. 27 days until things go down at Rockhurst High School in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. This is the EG3 podcast, Eddie Gritter III, recording this episode on Wednesday, May 14th, 2025. Okay, back to the high school boys. Now, again, I'm taking this post from April 30th. A lot has happened between now and then. So, there's of course, there's going to be several guys going to go in here into this deal, right? Thomas Garrett from PH South High School. Now, I don't know what PH stands for, so I'm sorry. I didn't go to school in Kansas, so you can excuse me for that. 4:12. That leads it. John Gray, Liberty North High, 4:21. Then Aiden Braun of Andover, 4:21. 4:21:34. Now, again, I'm excuse me. Now, I'm speaking from track numbers, because my original background is from track and field. So I'm speaking like 55.2, 208. If y'all don't understand that, then I'll bring it in simple English for you. So 4 minutes, 21 seconds, 31 for the John Gray of Liberty North. Aiden Braun, number 3, 4:21:34. Cade Halton of Gardner Edgerton, 4 minutes and 26 seconds. See, that sounds slow. So I'm going to go like this. Logan Breckman, Spring Hill High School, 4:28. Then you have this guy. Now I'm familiar with this guy here. Getting smoked for either that or no. I usually can keep up with this guy, this cat right here. Now, that might not be saying nothing, but us older folk, try to keep with these high school people, getting mad every time we lose to them in a local 5K race. Lennon Blue. Yeah, I'm familiar with this guy. Grand Valley High, 4:31. Then you have Jack McCrura of LS West. Now, again, I apologize for these LS, PHs. Now, I don't know what that stands for. You can message me. Y'all listen to this podcast, you can message me what that stands for. I don't know. That could be like Long High High School. I don't know. But 4:34 from Aquera. And then you had the top eight right here. It stops right here with Quinn Hansen of Piper High School. 4 minutes and 37 seconds there. 4:37 for him. That was from April 30th. So, again, a lot's happened from here and here, from there to here from that post. So, there's that. And I'm going to stop it right there because I know there was another post that came out from the folks from KC Metro Mile yesterday. And I'm not going to go into any of that right now. So, that's where we're at right there. That's the entries right now for the girls and boys high school times right there as well. We're going to step aside for a quick break here on the podcast. When we come back, I'm going to give you something that maybe y'all ain't familiar with. We're not talking about local leagues. We're talking about the world's best. We'll get to that in just a moment. You're listening to the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Gritter III here in Kansas City, Missouri. Sports running. When our part comes across this desk here in the KC Metro area, recording this Thursday podcast on Wednesday, prior before I go out for a little bit of a short run, 2-3 mile run here in EG3's neck of the woods up here in north of the river, Missouri, state of Missouri here. So I left the cliffhanger out. Oh, and just a reminder here in the first segment, Kansas City, KC Metro Mile going down next month. Yeah, man, getting down to business. 27 days to go. 27 days to go to get there. Rockhurst High School. Everything starts at 6:00. Those of you who aren't able to race it or want to watch it, Rockhurst High School, that is right there near the Kate. That's near the I should have said this earlier. Burns and McDonald, or McDonald Burns building headquarters. It don't matter. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Burns McDonald or McConnell, whatever his name is. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's near there. Rockhurst High School going down. Events start at 6:00. Fast Eddie's gonna be out there trying to do it again. And maybe looking for more than that this year. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. And as of the rest of the athletes, we anticipating as well, whether that's kids, high school, middle school, guys and girls going for the open, wherever that level that is, it's going to be a huge night. Thursday night. Hey, we talked about the old first Thursday night football. It's better than that. It's way better than Thursday night football. Come on now. What we're talking about here. All right. So Grand Slam track. Yes, Grand Slam track, and we're not talking about locals. We're talking about elite status. We're talking about Olympians. And for those of y'all who don't know what that is, right? Grand Slam track is a professional track and field league created by the one and only, yes, y'all should be familiar with this name, Michael Johnson. Yep, Michael Johnson. Yeah. That aims to showcase the sport's top athletes in a unique format. The league features 4 slam events per year with the head-to-head competitions between the same athletes throughout the season. Athletes earn points based on their finishing positions in each event. And the overall season winner, and it happened here, quote-unquote, racer of the year, is crowned based on cumulative points across all slams there as well. And it gives you a pretty much, they got 4, I was going to say the 4 races, talk about the 4 races. Well, actually, they do have it on here. Well, no, they don't. They just have the overall. So let's just go through this here real quickly, right? They just got done. I don't have the stats from Miami because they just got done with the number 2 slam recently, which was Miami a couple weeks ago. And getting ready for this, KC Metro Mile this year, listening to former gold medalists. I shouldn't say former. That sounds bad. But former gold medalist, champion in 100, Justin Gatlin, and his buddy Rodney Green, Ready, Set, Go podcast. Been getting hype for this year's race. Listening to them talk all things track and field and having guests on there. I just found out about it a few weeks ago. And recently, listening to finally download their podcast, I was watching YouTube videos of them talking about various topics of what's going on, things like that. I finally downloaded the podcast, been listening to, catching up, kind of binging a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So getting really excited about the KC Metro Mile, or getting more excited about it. and listen to them chat. Of course, Justin Gatlin winning the Olympic 100. How many years would that go? I think that was 2004, if my memory stays correctly. But anyways, I can backtrack the fact that for next episode, for next week. But anyways, for Grand Slam track, head-to-head competition, right? And I just mentioned they have four slam events, right? They just got that one in Miami. The first one was Philadelphia. I just had their website up here before hopping on the mic here to talk about it. But again, six race groups, short sprints, long sprints, hurdles, long hurdles, short and long distance. And I'm going to skip all that. Yeah, so we did that. There's prize money there with that. And of course, what their goals for this big time event, right? They want to continue to elevate the sport, right? They want to showcase the best, right? Best athletes, Olympian athletes, Kenny Benerics of the world. Oh man, I'm gonna get hammered on it. Who is the person I want to talk about? Oh man, Noah Lyle. Yeah, Noah Lyles, the Fred Curleys, the good hurdler on the women's side that I can't think of him right now because that heat's getting to me right now. But anyways, those the top talent. You want to be the best of the best. You want to be the best of the best, right? That's what you're talking about here. Kind of transition a little back a little bit to the Casey Metro Miles stuff, right? You want to be the best of the best, right? And look, no offense to the everyday people, but look, this is why I get so excited about, really, since finding out about the Casey Metro Mile. You want to compete against the best of the best. I mean, you see the normal people in your local 5Ks every week, those of you who race every week, the 10Ks, those of you who challenge yourself doing half marathon every week, something like that. But this night, Thursday night track, better than Thursday night football. Yeah, I'm going to say it. But in particular, this one big night, you want to go against the best of the best. You want to beat the best of the best. That's what this Grand Slam track is all about, right? You want to beat the best of the best. You want to be up standard. So when it gets down to business, you'll be right there in the mix of it. Yeah, so, all right, I was wrong. What I say? Hang on a sec. Let me click this for a second. Oh, yeah, I got that wrong. So, let me see here. Day one. Yeah, they have the stats up here. Ken. Who would that stand for? Now I'm going to get... All right, so it's not... So, I got that mixed up. So, excuse me. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm looking at... I'm on the website right now. So, Philadelphia is actually the third... The next event. Not the first one. So, trying to find out what Ken stands for. I don't know. Mm-mm-mm. Man, anyways, yeah, Miami was recently, Philadelphia's next, and then Los Angeles. That's going to bother me, so it's K-I-N. What in the world does that stand for? Oh, boy. Mm-mm-mm. Hey, that's a shame. That's a damn shame. Oh, yeah. Oh, I just figured it out. Nope. We're saved. Kingston. So Kingston was the first opening event for this event. Then the recent Miami, like I said, 10,000 times this episode tonight. And then next up, Philadelphia. That is in the end of the month. So those of you who are interested in checking this out, go on the website, Grand Slam Track. All you do is go to Google, type in Grand Slam Track. It's right there. Philadelphia, May 30th through June 1st. And then it all wraps up, comes to a close. L.A., Drake Stadium. Speaking of L.A., that is the next Olympics. That's the next Olympics here in the U.S. June 27th through 29th, going down Los Angeles. So there you go, right there. And also, let me go back. Who did I want to talk about? And just left a blank here. It's not gonna let me go back. It's just gonna run its course here. I'm not gonna mess with that. But anyways, go to the website right there. Check it out. I'm not gonna go through all the results tonight. I just wanted to bring that to your attention since this is getting down to the countdown of Casey Metro Mile here in Kansas City, Missouri. I do know that. So there you go. Best of the best Olympians going after competing against each other there as well. So there is that. And Before we close this out this week here in the ETZ Podcast, Eddie Gray III here, recording this Thursday episode on a Wednesday early evening. Congratulations to those that competed in the KC Corporate Challenge Half. That was open to the public. So congratulations to all the men and women that did that and got it done. So and apparently there was a mile race too. That's on the same week as the KC Metro Mile. I know this because a couple of competitors of mine competed in that last year, 2 days beforehand. So there's going to be a lot going on that week as well. So again, for those of you who are interested in that cliffhanger that I left on Tuesday's podcast, that's going to be pushed back. That's going to have to wait until next week. Yeah. And I've been dropping clues on Tuesday's podcast and tonight's as well. So I'll leave you with that. I ain't going to give you no more clues. I'll leave you with that because got a little something possibly in store for our friends out there out west in the middle of Kansas. I just gave it to you again. I've been debating about that. And looks like someone saw more and more that it could be going down. Oh, yeah. So, if it does go down, that's going to be it. That's going to be it until the mile race, because all my speed work now is focused on the KC Metro Mile. None of this marathon stuff, none of this half marathon stuff, at least not yet, until the KC Metro Mile is completed. The EG3 podcast. Get it. Wherever you get your podcasts, they're free and available 2 times a week. iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. So go ahead. You like what you're hearing. If you're a friend of the host of the show, I will definitely go ahead and hit that subscribe button, like, hit the alarm bell every time we upload content. Y'all be first to know about it. Of course, our Tuesday podcast is for sports, baseball, NASCAR, basketball, NBA playoffs going on right now. And of course, Thursday's pod is all about running. We'll just divide it up into two. If it takes an hour, it's too long. Even though I can talk for an hour, definitely for sure. I'll surprise y'all. I can talk for an hour and a half now. But ain't got time for that. So to pretty much divide it up into 30-ish minutes. So there you go on that as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have crossed the finish line on another episode of the EG3 podcast. Thank you so much again. Again, I am just blown away by the continued support of this podcast. Y'all want to listen to it, and we're going to continue to put out content, especially leading up to the KC Metro Mile, which is going down in 27 days. I'm pretty much a month out from that. Cannot wait to get to it. But again, we still have unfinished business. We'll continue to put in the grind, especially pretty much summer now in the heat, whether it's in the morning, afternoon, especially in the evenings. Continue to pour in that grind. Stay hydrated. Do the best you can. And wherever you're getting ready for, whether it's the KC, whether you sign up for this race or it's another local 5K or whatever that, or you're preparing for your next marathon, do the best you can. EG3, Eddie Greer, we out of here. This has been another episode of the EG3 podcast. We'll talk to y'all next week. We out.